points out then, we call this song of this.
We're living in a sovereign land, and here coming up next on Monday, Nick's Place is Living Sovereign with Antipo and Nani Rogers, and guest today. And before we do that, mahalo nui to Mermaid and her show prayer. Mahalo, mahalo. Oh, we have a sweet Kiki who likes to sing for us. My kai. Anyways, you are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. K284AL in Hale'iwa. You can hear us at 90.9 FM in Hanalei, 92.7 FM on Ohola and Molawa'a, 95.1 FM on the cable, and 91.9 FM island-wide, and 104.7 on Oahu, and we stream worldwide at kkcr.org. Living Sovereign is made possible by all the wonderful listeners like you and these wonderful underwriters.
Kauai Coffee, 100% pure Hawaiian, single-origin, GMO-free coffee. Grown and roasted here on the Garden Island, at retail locations island-wide on all the Hawaiian Islands, and at our estate on Highway 540 between Kalaheo and Ali'ali, where walking tours and coffee tasting are also available. More information and ordering online at kauaicoffee.com.
Qingyang Shopping Village proudly supports Kauai's community radio by underwriting this program. Qingyang, the heart of Hanalei. Mahalo, Jeff Culverhouse, for your support.
Kauai residents and businesses can now recycle their electronic waste free of charge every month. Electronic waste, also known as e-waste, includes computers and accessories, televisions, office equipment, audio and video equipment, and handheld devices such as cell phones. E-waste is accepted at the Kauai Resource Center, 3460 Ahukini Road in Lahue. Collections take place every second Friday and Saturday of the month from 7:45 a.m. to 4:15 p.m. All brands of e-waste are accepted free of charge, no quantity limits, and we will help with offloading. E-waste can only be dropped off for recycling on designated collection days. Materials left outside of collection times are not allowed. For more information, call the County Recycling Office at 241-4841 or visit our website at kauai.gov/recycling. Help keep our Garden Isle green. Recycle your e-waste.
Kalaheo Wellness Center, Natural Pain Relief Services, providing gentle chiropractic, acupuncture, therapeutic massage, nutritional wellness, electromagnetic cellular therapy, and spinal rehab. Most major health insurance plans and Medicare accepted. Open Monday through Friday, 332-5580 or online at kalaheochiropractic.com.
And mahalo nui loa for listening to Kauai Community Radio. Next up here is Auntie Puanani in Living Sovereign. Aloha, Auntie.
Aloha. I was waiting for our theme song.
We couldn't hear it. Could you play it, please?
Yeah, play it again.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, then I know that the show is opening. Here we go. Theme song. Let's go.
Oh, you're so cute. Okay, here we go. Auntie, wait. Get him. You got your headphone up. You got him.
Yes!
Oh, right.
Put up the Aloha. It's June 2nd, Monday, 2014. And here we are again, here at KKCR with our Living Sovereign program, with my engineer, Tito Leilani, and
Aloha.
I'm your host today, Poonani Rogers. And we're so pumped up today because we've got a wonderful... We got so much energy in the studio right now, man. I can't keep still.
We have energy that covers a vast area across the Pacific.
Miles and miles. We're going to bring it all together, too. Aren't we, gang? Let me first introduce who's in our studio. A big welcome for our relatives, our cousins from Aotearoa, the land of the long white cloud. we know Puavai and Lily Eden. They live here, so they're kind of kama aina to our aina, but they're occupying two of the seats here in front of our microphones this evening. Puavai Rangiui. I always have a hard time in Lily Eden's. And then in the other two chairs, we've got Paora and Hirini. And I'm going to give them a chance each to introduce themselves by their voices and say who their parents are and where they were born. Oh, before that. Okay, my kai. Ikala mai to our listening audience. My fault, my bad. We would really like to honor our guests by opening our program with a beautiful oli by Tita Lei.
Well, we're going to oli. We're going to offer kahea from Hawaii to Aotearoa, and Aotearoa will answer back. Yeah? La kapai mo kuhana o ya mai roku mai ki a ya kapai o la kane e mali wina tukuna ina hapu haku me ke a lipu lipu mai on kua maka I ke maalo me heo awai he o la ya kuwai ka hea ina lohana tupuna ko kunui mai ho ina marapu vai he aloe o mai kai mai pu vai mai o nā ola Nā malini ki pa o Aotearoa. Mai nā ohana a pau. He loe, loe, loe. Pō mai ka ia mea ki a wai ki a. Mahalo.
Aia, nuku aia. The Buddha, the Mare, the Wu, the Haka, the Bu, the Re, the Hua, the Hako, the Haka, Piki Haka, E Haka, Tu Haka, Ko Haka, Iyo, Iyo, Muro, Ro, Iyo, Matua, Iyo, Nuku, Iyo, Rangi, Na, Nakota, Aka. Ya kataka taka taka tuuri ya katua te a kaoro ni yohu mai hiroto. Kia te pu mai hiroto. Anno, anno, hara mai te mori ha homi e. Yohu ye, rea tai ki e. Ue.
Mahalo. Please introduce yourself. Go ahead.
Kia ora. Aloha nui, aroha nui mai Aotearoa. I'm Hirini. I come from a family from the eastern coast of the Ika Maui, which is known as the North Island of Aotearoa. I come from Ikurangi, which is the Sunrise Mountain, which has bestowed the blessings of Ra, the sun, each day. I am glad to be here back in this ancient place from which we are returning to seek the reunification of our origins. Nō reira, to all you beloved listeners, thank you very much for listening. Kia ora.
Aloha mai kakou. My name is Paora Te Hurihanga Nui. descend from the metaphorical mountains of Tihaya. I also come from the Guardian River, Te Waimimia Pekehaua, and the sacred marae of Tarimano. My nation is Te Arawa. My sub-tribe is Ngāti Rangiwewehi. Kia ora.
Kia ora tātou. My name is Lily. My family come from Waikato, the King Country, in the central North Island of Aotearoa. I was called here in 2011 with the calling of my tupuna to trace my ancestral lines. And since I've been on this island, discovered that the waka from which I descend from, the Tainui waka, left from this island in Hanalei Bay in 1350 AD. There is a prophecy of the Maori returning to Kauai, the homeland, in the next few years. Up until 2022, there will be 12,000 Maori returning to this island. And our vision and one of the reasons for our gathering here this week is to plant the seeds of that homecoming, that return of the great waka to the homeland of Kauai. And I'm so, so grateful to all our beautiful ohana here for welcoming us in such a beautiful way. And God bless everyone here on Kauai. Aloha.
Te rangi te manga, uawa te awa, tere tere. Te aetanga, aho e ti te iwi e.
Ko tēnei te taha o tōku kurauwa, that is my grandfather's side. Ko tainui te waka, ko taratua, tararua ngā maunga, ko ohau te awa, ko tukorehe te iwi me te hapū. On my grandmother's side, I'm from Tainui Waka. Ko Puawairangiwea tōku ingoa. My name is Puawairangiwea, and I am honoured to have my beautiful daughter, Te Ao Marama, Manawanui Mahialani Olikolehua. Rangiwea Martin here today as well. So we are part of the beautiful group here of our Māori tipuna, who have gathered here back here in Kauai, and we have been reconnecting several times here on Kauai. Mama Kauai calls and we have arrived. So, kia ora. Kia ora, Auntie.
Mahalo so much. Okay, am I back on? Aloha. Okay. Isn't that wonderful to hear the beautiful language of people of Aotearoa? I love it. That was a beautiful response to Hirini. Mahalo anui. I'm sure our listeners are appreciating all of this. You know, you are able to call and make comment or ask questions about anything that we may be discussing on this show this afternoon. Our number is 826-7774, and we do have a toll-free number as well. It's 1-866-275-1112.
We do ask, though, that around as we draw closer to 5:30-ish, that we will temporarily pause the phones.
Oh, we have time. Yes, yeah. Still, we do have time. Okay, now, so many reasons why I've invited you all to be here on the program, but especially because we use this media for the education of our people on our island, and this is definitely an educational opportunity for us. So thank you. and for us, we call the Maori people our cousins and feel and know that we are related as Polynesians, I think one of the things that we would like to talk about is our similarities or our... Are there any dissimilarities? Okay, there is one. We're not colonized. Yes, Aotearoa has been colonized. You know, I've always wanted to ask this question. Would you have preferred to be colonized by America or the British? Hirini.
We do already have an existing Declaration of Independence and a treaty with the British Empire. For us to come under the United States Constitution, we would actually have to actually negate that. That is one of our bastions in seeking our independence and our right to govern ourselves, but in a collective, harmonious way.
Mm-hmm. What? Did you say the United States Constitution was one of the ways that you thought you could get out of the situation with the British? Please correct me if I'm wrong.
First of all, I'd just like to say we are just expressing our opinions here. Mm. And for those who are listening, do not take our words as being a truth that could be misconstrued.
Aye.
So that is just our opinion. I would like to say that mm-hmm. on behalf of myself, and I'm sure my others are nodding here.
Mm-hmm.
This whole constitution, declaration, imperialism, colonization, essentially is about how we as native peoples of the earth, of the sky, of our languages can help to be recognized again without being concreted, asphalted, legislated, regulated, and all the other latedness. And so that's part of our place here. I'm yes. sure the others would like to offer their opinion.
Has anyone else got an opinion? Because I totally understood what he said. Yeah, mm-hmm. I do agree with him. Yes. Go ahead, Lily.
My focus is not one of politics or economics or boundaries of any kind. My mm-hmm. focus and my vision is the reunification of the Polynesian kingdom. So
which has no boundaries.
Yes.
Boundless.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons why we're here. We're reconnecting the lines, the lineages between our people of Polynesia. And the Polynesian triangle, Aotearoa, Tahiti, and Hawaii. We are all brothers and sisters. We are all one ohana. We all come from the same root. And we're here just to help each other remember that, regardless of who happens to be our ruling government, we focus on the common things that we have,
mm-hmm.
Our culture, our song, our ceremonies. And in sharing that with each other, we help each other to remember our true selves.
Right. Okay, well, that kind of threw me aback because you know that we are trying to break away from the United States and from their fake constitution because we were never annexed. And so they're living that lie of annexation and authority and a jurisdiction over us and our lands, which is such a falsehood. But they are in total denial. They won't admit it. We've been hounding them about that for so long, but then they won't admit it. So we were at that stage where, you know, we want to do something and we don't know how we're going to do it to make it happen. Would make it turn over.
Oh, gee, could I just make a comment on that? Because we're dealing with constitutions and things which are quite legal in their origin.
Aye.
One of our beliefs is that we shift to a spiritual vibration.
Absolutely.
And from that perspective, which can allow us to speak from our hearts so that we can actually lift the energy up to a higher frequency, which will eventually dissolve these man-made densities of cities, rules, and laws. Mm. We do not try to combat their constitutions. It's like trying to tidy the chairs up on the Titanic. We must shift to a new waka and start to voyage to a new horizon and a new homeland.
Beautiful. Beautifully said. I certainly agree. did you want to say something, Paola?
Yeah, I think the greatest thing that we can do in the current environment is really shift our perception and shift our thinking back to a time where had the ability to maximize our potential in the environment. Currently, I think we have bought into some modern ideas and using modern tools to define who we are and where we're going.
Mm.
But I think we need to use a lens of the past, of historical sustainability, of understanding our environment really to really move forward and understand ourselves collectively, and then we can move forward in the modern environment.
Right. I think there is a retrofit, though, where we could use both Western technology and our cultural and ancient wisdom in a harmonious way. Because the technology certainly has helped us in our movement for getting our information out and letting people know what's going on. But I didn't want to dwell on the negative stuff about this because she said it right. We have to shift into the cultural, spiritual aspect. I always say this to anybody whenever I go. I said our movement has to be culturally based and spiritually led.
And the way we're going to bring about this change is through our children.
Mm-hmm.
One of our missions for all of us is to educate our Polynesian children about who they really are, and how important it is to know your whakapapa. Your whakapapa, for those who don't know that word, is our word for genealogy.
Genealogy. Mm-hmm.
And many of us in the past few years have been called to trace our whakapapa.
Mm-hmm.
My journey's been 4 years now and has led me to this island. When you trace your whakapapa, you tap in to the wairua, to the spirits of your ancestors, and into all of their knowledge and all of their support. And we have a word in Māori, Tūranga Waiwai, is your place to stand tall. So when we educate our children about their Polynesian culture and their true identity as Polynesians, not what it says on their passport or their ID, that they are Polynesian first and foremost. They come from the Polynesian kingdom. And when they tap into that, they gather a strength, a wairua, their mana grows, and we help them to stand tall. And we bring the next generation forth with that mana and that strength, the world will be a different place. And that's what we focus on. If we bring this generation up with that knowledge and with our cultural practices, the world will be a different place.
They are the future leaders.
Aye.
Our children are. So, yes, we should prepare them. And that's why we do what we do now, to make it easier for our children when they are sitting in these seats and talking about it, yeah? So mahalo, that's so true. you know, the word indigenous, it has different connotations, and it bothers me because I really am grappling with some Kanaka Maoli that are saying that we are not indigenous, that it means indigent. It refers to poor countries, and that... it's also just flora and fauna. So I totally disagree with that because I know I am indigenous. I'm indigenous just to this land right here. But go ahead, Irini.
That is the sound of our birds, the komako, which is a small, humble bird, which welcomes in the sun. And then it gets drowned out by all the bigger, later awakening birds. That it helps to define who we are as an indigenous, as native, of being of the land, of the soil. That is also carried into our prayers, which was part of my invocation at the beginning. It talked of the sleeping seed that dreams, that then awakens and fulfills its destiny by becoming the wildflower from which it manifests its beauty. Each and every Kanaka Maoli is like a sleeping seed that is waking to unfurl that flower that sits within the heart space, the pu'awai, the pumanoa. You must cease seeking with your head so that you go back down into your heart and know within the deepest core of your being, when you look at your mountains, when you see the rainbow, when you look out over the ocean, and when you sing your pule, your ole ole, and all that, that is part of your remembrance as being a member of the nature. Never ever surrender that, otherwise you will be a ghost wandering your own land, wondering where it is that you belong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Take a deep breath, everybody. Soak it all in. Mahalo, Hirini. What a wise and sage person you are, and I do love the way you base it on culture and all the cultural beliefs. It means so much more. It just comes, you know, it gets into the na'au. You feel it. vibrating in here.
Well, you
when
breathe
you hear
in deeply.
Things. Yes. Mahalo, mahalo. Okay, what time is it?
Well,
almost 5:30.
Yeah,
let's take a break. And
we have Hawaii 78. My brother is coming up next. And
okay.
I do have to relay this message that we should have done at the top of the hour.
Oh, okay.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, staff, board, members, volunteers, or underwriters.
KKCR, Hale, KAQA, Kilauea, K284AL, Haleiwa.
And you are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K284 AL Hale'iwa. Back to Living Sovereign and Auntie Pu'unani. And Auntie, we were talking about something here, because I know we had a few listeners drop off when Baby hit a very high note that I'm sure hit many people's solar plexus, eh? But we were talking about that. Yeah.
Yes. So
and the rules that we are constrained. Go ahead.
Okay.
We wanted to share this moment with our little two-year-old, Teo Marama Manawanui, because we believe it's important to be pono. And in this world, we're often man-made rules. Sometimes they're never hot, and our kigul, our little ones get put in little boxes, get put in spare rooms, get silenced. And hence, from that moment, we actually do not speak our truth anymore. Let her little piercing cries that pierced your mind sometimes remind us that we are not head beings, but we must return back to the center and show compassion for our little ones. Those who are mothers who know what I'm speaking about, as well as fathers, just nod there and look towards your own kiko, your tamariki, and just be patient and tolerant with us if these noises come over. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Mahalo. All right. So, I was going to say something about that song. It spoke about what if our ancestors came back and saw what has happened to our Aina the way it is now. And it is true that we, as a people here of this nation, we do feel that eha, that pain, listening to that song. And Brother is one of our heroes. His songs definitely helped in our moving and in our renaissance as we try to move forward to better ourselves and our lives and seek what our tupuna has asked us to do. So it's important. We do listen to our tupuna. Yes, many things that we try to do is to restore the teachings of the tupuna. One of them is living in a sovereign way in our ahupua'as, or our different divisions of land set aside by our kupuna. It was their wisdom that set up that system of resource management of all of our islands. On Kauai, we have 6 moku or districts, and within those districts, we have about 50 or 55 ahupua'a. So when you talk about identity, brothers and sisters, you're talking about where you were born. So if you know your ahupua'a, then you know who you are and you know where you came from. So learn the names of where you live. Study the resources within your ahupua'a so you are familiar with it. And together as a people, as you live within this area, you know, with the invisible boundaries, but there are boundaries just for the purposes of how we maintain and sustain our resources. So learn them, so then you'll know who you are. Yeah, that's the Aupo system. And so that was just one thing that came to my mind after listening to that song, how we can make the change it back to how it was. All right, now our guests here have other mana'o that I think they would like to share with us. Hirini, go ahead. You may lead the conversation and point out to whoever would like to share their mana'o.
Thank you very much. There's a number of us, and in these forums, I want to give some of the mana'o over to other speakers because each one holds something. Paura here sitting next to me and right hand and Lily, they all have their expertise in certain wairua ways, and Paura in many ways is actually following the ways of our tipuna by one of these things, by returning to eating correctly as one of the strands of returning to our indigenous health and well-being, as well as some other initiatives. So I would like to ask him to share some of his ideas and makaro that can be woven. Thank you.
Kia ora. When I listen to that song, it brings back some ancient memories in me. And I know in Aotearoa, New Zealand, we've You know, we've been listening to Brothers for a long time, and his words resonate with us. And since I've been here for the last few weeks, that wire to that song has come up a number of times. And my journey in terms of the way that we perceive our eating or nutrition to be sort of runs in line with that song. So we ask this question of ourselves back in Aotearoa, in my tribe. If one of our ancient leaders, our ancient tohunga priest came back, his name was Ngāti Ruirangi, would we be proud to show him where we are now? Would we stand in front of him and say, look, this is what we've created since you have left? Would we be proud enough and responsible enough to do that? And our answer of ourselves is probably not. There are some modern nuances that we partake in that are, you know, degenerative to us as a people. So we really need to consider what of the past allows us to reach our fullest potential and mould that in the modern context and the modern tools of today that will take us to the next level as well. So for me, as an individual thinking about being colonized by the British in Aotearoa, New Zealand, thinking of different ways, not just through the education system, through Christianity, but I had a look at my people, and one of the major things that was happening was our diet. And we were being colonized and recolonized by our diet. It was defining what we looked like and how we behaved. Because we no longer look like Māori. We look like Pākehā, Haole, non-Māori. That's not our body type. That is not our behavior. So a thought came in after sitting under the stars for 10 days. Why not return to a traditional diet? See where that takes you. See how many people you can bring along with you just by partaking in this particular traditional diet. And so for the past 18 months, 2 years, I've been eating a traditional diet of what my ancestors brought to Aotearoa when they first arrived on the Tarawa Waka, and what they found in Aotearoa in the environment. Māori were rated by Weston Price in the mid-1800s as the most physically and developed and fittest race in the world, out of all races. And so I thought, well, if we return back to that type of thinking and eating, maybe we can return to being the fittest and most physically developed race once again.
Makes a lot of sense to me.
One generation of eating the introduced food deformed our mouths and our teeth. So it makes sense that one generation returning to our traditional food may change that back again. So it's been very much an interesting journey over the last 18 months, 2 years. The discipline that it takes is not for everybody. I have a few whānau, a few friends around the country that are helping me work through that, and they're going through their own journeys in terms of returning and changing their diets. But I think it's our choice in what we eat. It's not necessarily our choice in the rules and the regulations and the protocols that are put on top of us from the majority culture that's in place, the Pākehā, the Haole. But it's our choice every day of what we put into our bodies. So if we can take control of that, I think that's a step in the right direction for us in Aotearoa to decolonize and to change our minds into a different space.
Through your diet.
Through our diet.
Could you mention a little bit about the situation of GMOs in Aotearoa? Because it is a very interesting subject for our people here, because that's one of our confrontations on our island.
Yeah, I think if we return to some of our thoughts of our ancestors, they believed that we can't copy or rearrange the DNA of something because that is not our right. That's only the right of the Atua or of the gods.
Yes.
So we can utilize what they provide for us in a way that we stay respectful. But by modifying it, we're taking the hand, we're saying we are the hand of God and we can change anything to a space that's going to benefit us, which is totally a foreign concept to the way that we traditionally think and that we still think now.
Exactly.
So foreign. One of the things that I have been looking at is not what food that we eat, but the reason why we eat that particular food and which atua or which deity or God it comes under. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to partake in eating that particular food source, we're actually connecting through the physical manifestation of a god.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at a genetically modified food, who is the god of that? Man. If we, say for instance, look at trends like protein shakes and things like that, who is the god of protein shake? Money. Revenue. Aesthetics. Looking. I want to look a certain way. Which as native, as indigenous, as Māori, is foreign to the way that we think and we be.
Yes.
So if we're going to follow that line, then we're going to manifest that God of money, aesthetics, looks, individualism, colonization.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is so profound. I love that. Thank you, Pāra. Yes. Look at food in a different way. Yes. Okay, go ahead, Lily.
Actually means natural, natural person.
A human being?
Natural. So if we want to get back to our true selves, we have to get back to our natural selves.
Mm-hmm.
And the place to begin with that, and this is so important for our tamariki, our keiki, our children, you have to start with the diet and the water they drink. We have been poisoned by the drugs of this time and age. Coffee.
Yes.
Sugar, alcohol, diabetes is run rampant in our Polynesian people because of this diet. We're not made for this kind of food and drugs going into our system. And of course, the health of our people has deteriorated drastically over the last few generations. But it's starting to turn around. And again, I really want to focus on the positive here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't focus on fighting GMO or fighting governments or fighting this or fighting that. When you fight something in that way, my belief is that you give it energy. So the most positive thing you can do if you don't want GMO foods on your island, if you don't want GMO foods in your country, is teach everyone how to grow their own food. It's all about self-sustainability.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. And mm-hmm. that is the place. That is the place to focus all of your energy. We're doing it here in a small way with children of the
land.
Yes,
but meanwhile, these people are poisoning our aina and our water, and we're living on this aina and drinking that water.
But if
we have to stop them.
But if everybody, started to grow their own food, I've never seen such a green, fertile island as Kauai. The earth here is incredible. If everyone started to grow their own small amount of food, in time, no one would need to buy any of those other foods.
I agree, but I'm talking about the desecration and what they're killing our aina.
I understand that.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why we're stopping them.
But once again, I'd like to reiterate what Hirani said earlier. And my belief is that when we raise the vibration of ourselves, our communities, our islands, our countries, to a point we reach a vibration that is so high, none of those things will be able to exist here anymore. It will just go. There will be a way. A way will be found. It's already happening. And this turn has already occurred.
I'm waiting for that day.
It's already happening. I truly believe that. I see it. And again, it's about the education of our children. I've seen, and we have a lot to learn from Aotearoa, I believe. I was away from my country for nearly 30 years. And when I went home, I saw the incredible difference that had taken place. When I was growing up, it was a derogatory thing to be Māori. And in my family, it wasn't even recognized for three generations. It was silenced. Now, when I went home just 5 years ago, everyone is proud to be Māori. The children are speaking Māori from the tiniest age. And every family I stayed with in my few months around there, the children were speaking Māori. Is that our phone call? And that was a beautiful, beautiful thing to see.
When did
beautiful.
This happen? When was this renaissance with the language recently?
1987 was the Maori language.
Became
basically Maori became an official language with English within Aotearoa plus sign language.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like to make a comment about the unity of opposite forces in order to defend against the GMOs. We do not have the luxury of time of amplifying our spiritual development because that's ongoing, but we must actually do physical things as well and find what's the appropriate strategy. For some, use what is your own nature for showing your resistance to what is essentially a ungodlike, unaqua-like invasion. This is another invasion. Mm-hmm. And so we must use the lessons of our past so that we can actually stand and hold the line. Kanaka Māori, you must all hold the line. Each and every one of you in your whare is like a fortress. Hold the line. Do not look away. Then we can start to raise the spiritual, which can help to assist this. Kia ora.
My kai mahalo.
We have Tim from Mulawa'a on the line who wants to join the conversation.
Aloha, Tim.
Aloha, Auntie.
Aloha.
Thank you so much for this wonderful program.
Oh, yes.
And to our beloved guests, you know, who are here from Aotearoa, mahalo nui for coming and sharing your mana'o and expressing your deepest concerns as well as just your philosophies, theosophies, and giving us hope and vision for the future. But at the same time, Enti, I'm a little bit disturbed here as well too, because I resonate so deeply being that we are currently stewarding the Saina, which is of or from the Kanaka Ma'oli, as they have held, and we're just too kind of holding the space and the place for that day and the time that it shall come back to fruition as a nation. But I believe deeply with you, you know, when you say that we have to do something as these people, that is those that are of the mindset that they can play akua by trying to manipulate, by trying to poison, by trying to even facilitate genocide of the Kanaka Ma'ole and of this Aina, that we have to do a bit more. We have attempted to pule. We have attempted to do everything as peacefully as we can, and I certainly support that to the highest by holding aloha at the forefront of all that we do. But these things, when they're asking or when I'm hearing this beautiful woman telling me or telling us that we need to just get back to the Aina to grow our own food for ourselves and things like this, what good is that going to do me if my water, the Vai, the living force from which all things that we as a human being need to have to sustain ourselves is poisoned and desecrated? How is that going to help me to nurture my keiki, my mo'opuna, and to continue that seven generational principle when all of this is leaching down into the aquifers from which we will be drawing our sources for future generations to supposedly live off? No place else on the face of this earth do they poison us and poison this Aina in such vast amounts anywhere. And it's very difficult for us to just say that we must just kind of act or, once again, try our best to hold the space that we can in aloha, you know, by just growing our own food. It's great if we do that, but that food needs nourishment from the Vai. And if the Vai is poisoned, how are we going to sit there and cleanse ourselves to become whole again?
I do hear you, Tim, and mahalo so much for your mana'o, for sharing your mana'o with us.
Please, nothing
but
that against. You know, it's hard.
We're not. Yeah, Lily, you can respond. Go ahead.
I just wanted to mention, when I first came to the island, I was so surprised here that nobody collects their rainwater. In Aotearoa, in every rural community, we have tanks. And the rain is collected from the roof, it goes down guttering into a tank, and that is our source of water. It doesn't come from any pipes or anything that could be tampered with in any way. It comes from the heavens, and it's a very simple thing to do, to collect your rainwater and use that for your ohana.
My blessed sister, thank you so much for expressing that, but at the same time, can I enlighten you a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Please do.
The Vai that we get here in Hawaii comes across, as it does, and it travels through the spaces of Kalani, the great sky, and as it comes, and once it starts dropping, it is radiated. It is full of chemical pollutants. Mm-hmm. Once again, how are you asking me to grow my food to sustain and to then make me whole when that is what's coming out of the sky? Fukushima, we have radiation. The outfall that is coming and the things that have been happening for a couple years now.
Right.
We get that. We get that. We get it coming.
Thank you.
Pollutants as well from China.
Oh, mahalo.
Yeah,
mahalo.
So how do we sit there and try? Once again, I'm weeping now because I'm hearing what you're saying, but it's not reality.
Mahalo.
Our reality is that we're dealing with pollutants.
Mahalo Nui for your perspective. I'm going to let some of the our guests respond off the air. I want to thank you very much for calling because we're right down to the end.
Respond quickly to this man. Excuse me, your kane.
Yes, I am.
You must raise the core in your vibrations, your karakias. Do not let external circumstances define your beliefs or what can be done. You must defend and hold this pono, even though the circumstances are changing, because the strength of the pono can actually change the molecular structures. But you must believe with your heart as big as the lani. I am going to speak through this microphone to you and grab your hand. I want you to feel your hand, your right hand, which holds your mana, and feel it. Because only by hand to hand, and we extend our hands to us in Aotearoa, that we can hold this. And we must hold it for our tamariki, our kiko. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my brother.
So you hold that line, and when you hang up, I want you to just go into pono. Cease any questions that you have. Let that just fly out the window, and let your tears carry the vibration of what we want to belong here. Kia ora, my brother.
Mahalo, Keiko. Mahalo.
Oh, mahalo nui. Okay.
Aloha.
I think we're all taking a breath after this. You know, we're going to let another second go, or two or three go by, and let that,
okay,
that vibrational
real quick
frequency
from each one of my guests,
soak through.
Pua. Go ahead, Pua.
Pua.
Go on.
Some closing remarks, sweetie.
And step up next to the mic, close to the mic, please. No, no skin.
Quickly, we got to do our song.
We got to do our end song.
Oh, yeah, we got to do our song.
Before we do the song, we want to thank listeners who have been listening online from the United States and from Oregon, Michigan, California, Detroit, Japan. We have San Diego here in Kapa'a. Yeah, and Honolulu, and also in Auckland, New Zealand, and mahalo nui loa. This is Living Sovereign with Enti Pua Nani and our wonderful guests. And coming up next, stay tuned for Jazz with Cousin Rich. He's lovingly letting me stay in the chair for a little bit more. But until then, we have a closing song.
Yeah.
As we're getting all our to sing to you, we would like to, on behalf of my whānau ohana here, just to thank even one of you for taking the time to listen to us. A big mahalo nui, miharo nui. And the song we're going to sing is called Tūtira Mai Ngā Iwi, which means stand together. Stand together. It was written by one of our things for World War II, when Māori were having to go over and fight for the United Kingdom and invariably for the United States. So this song is so relevant because in a few days' time will be D-Day, the 6th of June, 70 years ago. So we're going to sing our song with Kaiimi, our ukulele master from the Tahiti.
Tūtira mai ngā iwi o we tātou tātou e. Tātou, 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 tātou
Illinois. I'm trying to pause while I try to get to the music over here.
Mahalo.
Let us now leave it to our jazz master to carry our vibrations through. And if you can mention our hearts and our dreams in your jazz selection, it would help the world. Mahalo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Celebrations on the